AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Now that Congress has approved release of the Jeffrey Epstein files at the Justice Department, President Trump must first sign the bill. Attorney General Pam Bondi was asked what's next.
It has not yet been signed, but we will continue to follow the law again while protecting victims, but also providing maximum transparency.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the president needs to be transparent.
He must not use the excuse of frivolous investigations to release some Epstein documents while intentionally hiding others that deserve to be seen by the American public. This is not an invitation for Donald Trump to pick and choose his version of the truth.
Harvard University has reopened an investigation into connections between former President Larry Summers and Jeffrey Epstein. Summers is a former Treasury Secretary. Former FBI Director James Comey was back in court. He's accused of lying to Congress. The AP's Eric Tucker in Alexandria, Virginia reports Comey wants the case thrown out.
The Justice Department, in a fairly remarkable concession, acknowledged that not all grand jurors were present for the return of the second and final indictment in the case. Now, Comey's lawyers say that's an immediate grounds for dismissal. The judge said that's too weighty of an issue to decide on the spot, so we expect to see that resolved at some point soon.
Comey says the case against him is vindictive. The Labor Department says it will not be releasing a full jobs report for October on Friday because the 43-day federal government shutdown meant it couldn't calculate the unemployment rate and some key numbers. Instead, it will release some of the October jobs data. The September jobs report will be released tomorrow. The House has voted to reprimand Illinois Democrat Chuy Garcia over an eyebrow-raising succession plan for his congressional seat. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The nation's trade deficit fell by nearly 24% in August
as President Trump's tariffs tamped down imports. The Commerce Department report, coming 7 weeks late because of the government shutdown, shows the gap fell from $78.2 billion in July to $59.6 billion in August. At a U.S.-Saudi investment summit, President Trump thanked an audience of foreign investors, saying the tariffs are bringing factories and jobs to the U.S.
I want to thank you for bringing all those jobs and all those great opportunities to America.
Bill Adams, chief economist at Comerica Bank, writes that, quote, August's smaller trade deficit will be a tailwind for third quarter real GDP, since it means that more U.S. expenditures were directed toward domestically produced goods and services rather than foreign ones, unquote. The annual picture, however, is a different story. The U.S. trade deficit is still up by 25% compared to the same period last year. Jennifer King, Washington.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.